She finally meets up with the guy she had been talking to online. And I'm going to call him by his chosen name, Set, S-E-T. It's an Egyptian god. That was like the name that he picked. He was a drug dealer, as well as involved with the vampire cult. And the way that these vampire cults kind of operate is they live within families. It's like, you know, the mafia or something, whatever. They're not one big group with one name. It's you have this family, you have that family, you have that family. Some of them hate each other, some of them get along, you know, that kind of thing. But they're all part of the same practice. They're all doing the same stuff, essentially, but they've got their like exclusive groups. I couldn't tell you like, oh, there's a name for this, these people that you gotta watch out for. It's, you know, don't hang out with people who are drinking blood. That's basically it.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
Welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We got another members episode for you today. Our friend Serena is coming on the show. She had a lifetime of blurry experiences, and sometimes we joke about this, even though it's not funny. That, you know, some people go their whole life, they just want to see a Bigfoot, and they never do. It never happens for them. And then some people, I don't know what it is. It's like a all you can eat buffet of blurry, and it just shows up, and they don't even want it. They're full, they're tired, they don't want it, and it's just there. Whether it's creature sightings to paranormal experiences to finding out your family was a part of cults to all kinds of the weird stuff that people unearth and share with us. So I don't know why that is, Luke.
Yeah,
I don't know why that happens.
I don't. It's like someone dropped in and gave you the Rowdy Roddy Piper glasses from They Live, yeah. And you just can't take them off.
Can't.
You know, you got to wear them all the time. And you know what? You came to chew bubble gum, but you're all out of bubble gum, as they say. yeah. Now, this is cool. Serena's a member. And, you know, the way that our show works typically is we do a lot of the academic interviews and with the authors and on the main feed. But, you know, there's a really cool space for people that have their stories and have had unbelievable sort of adventures, if you will, or not even adventures, experiences in the Blurryverse, and this is one of those stories.
Yeah.
And Serena is gracious enough to join us and tell about her really traumatic experiences in childhood. And you know, one of the things she says in this episode, and we like to say, is it's probably not a great episode for kids because of the things that she reveals about, you know, her childhood and some of the horrific trauma that was there. So may not be one to share with the entire family, but very, very important, you know, to listen and realize that these things are real.
Yeah.
And that people are dealing with the realities of things like vampire cults and human trafficking.
Yeah.
And as heavy as these topics are, it's always encouraging to see the work that God does in people's life and restoration and redemption. And there is a double helping of that in Serena's story.
Yeah.
So as dark as it gets, it's the light is always lighter, and there's a, you know, such an encouragement in hearing these stories. So in order to listen to this, of course, Serena's a member, so we're thankful for her. But you got it. This is a members only episode. This is one of the perks of supporting the show, is extra content along with our private channels. So Facebook, Discord,
yeah, Telegram, and you also get first crack at tickets. Any tickets to go on sale for events, we've got several planned in the works. You can get tickets first. Head over to blurrycreatures.com/members, become a member, and join the perks. We have over 50 members-only episodes. This is just one of many. So you just keep getting the bonus content. It just keeps flowing.
As well as members-only chats. We do Zoom chats with our members. Gold members have movie nights and special gold chats. Grateful for everyone who supports the show, and thankful for people with Serena, you know, who have enough courage to,
yeah,
you know, to step forward and tell us, you know, her story. If you've got a blurry encounter, you can reach out to us. We get a number of emails, a lot of emails. We get a lot, but if you'd like to share your story with us, and reach out to us at info@blurrycreatures.com. You know, give us a good synopsis of your story, and perhaps we'll be speaking to you like we speak to Serena,
yeah,
on a future members only episode.
Let's go. All right. Let's get into the Blurryverse. Thanks, Serena, and hope you like this one.